Moncrief on News Talk.
There are still plenty of people who dream about joining the Mile High Club. Making it a reality, though, is obviously a bit more tricky. Them airplane bathrooms are extremely cramped and often, let's face it, a bit dirty. But there is a more spacious and clean alternative. In Las Vegas, Love Cloud runs a plane service to allow people to realise those dreams. The president and chief pilot is Captain Tony. Captain Tony, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
I'm not too bad. All the better for speaking to you today. So, how long do the flights last for?
Hey, Sean, that's a great question. So we have three different flights. They usually run from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. It just depends on what the client thinks they can handle, I suppose.
Right, okay. But has it ever happened to you that you've landed and then you have to kind of stay on the tarmac for a while before anyone can disembark?
I can't answer that question. I apologize.
Okay,
technically, the FAA, let me just say this. The FAA requires us to be belted in our seats for taxi, takeoff, and landing.
Okay.
I'll leave it there.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. We won't press on that one. So there are three options, as you alluded to there, because you can have kind of a romantic dinner as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the romantic dinner flights, and those are non-sexual flights. Those do not have a bed. They have a flight attendant on board, and there's a 1- and 3-course meal. And a lot of those flights turn out to be like a vow renewal or possibly a wedding proposal.
Yeah. And so you can see how that be. And are you flying over, like, is it Las Vegas City you're flying over? Do you go over the Grand Canyon? Is there a standard route you take?
Yeah, there is. Absolutely. We have assigned routes from the FAA. There's 4 different routes depending on the 4 different directions of the wind might be coming for that day. And we have pretty busy airspace here in Las Vegas. So on Fridays and Sundays, we might have the busiest airspace in the country. So, you know, we have very specific routes that we have to follow as we're navigating all the aircraft coming and going from Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah. So, and for those flights that have a bed in them, when the passengers get on, you know, could you describe that setup? How have you arranged that?
So the clients will get picked up from their hotel room. They'll get out to the airport. I'm sorry. The question again, Sean.
The question is once they get on the plane, how big of a bed is it? What does the bed look like? That kind of thing.
Well, you can check us out on Love Cloud Vegas on all of our social media.
Okay, but Love Cloud Vegas. The purposes the of a radio listening,
The bed itself is a full size bed, and we've had up to 3 clients in the aircraft at the same time. So, you know, it is a little tight.
Okay.
But all in all, you can handle the mission on a full-size bed. And there's some pillows and there is also a little bathroom in the aircraft. So for those emergencies, when the time comes up, hey, there's a little bathroom back there and they can handle their business with the bathroom as well.
Okay. And so you've had 3 people on the bed as well at times.
Yeah. So we can take up to 900 pounds in passengers. You know, no children, no pets, but we can take pretty much any combination of people that you can think of, 3 to 4 passengers at the most, 900 pounds max.
Yeah. And Tony, I suppose people might be listening to this who would fancy the idea. They might be, you know, a bit anxious about privacy. What's separating the couple or the triple from the pilot?
That's one of the biggest questions right there. Great question, Sean. So a lot of the people who ask that question, they don't manufacture this aircraft any longer, so the FAA does not allow us to put a screw into the bulkhead. We do have a curtain divider. Unfortunately, that's the best we can get. The curtain divider has never came down during flight, not once. Has it ever came down accidentally or inadvertently? Mm-hmm. And the pilots, we do have noise-canceling headphones on, and we are literally talking and hearing at least 50 aircraft taking off and landing in Las Vegas. I mean, if we miss 2 radio calls during this flight, we would literally, my 40-year license would be in jeopardy.
Okay.
So there's no way we're going to, like, take our headphones off to try to be, some people like always think, oh, we're going to want to listen to it. Yeah, right. We're pretty busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of movement on the airplane, I mean, does that affect the stability of the plane if there's, say, for instance, rhythmic thumping going on from a certain part of the plane?
Well, yeah. So, you know, we can, even in the very extreme winds, we can always tell when that man-made turbulence is coming into effect. You know, even though it's an 8-seater aircraft, They are a small airplane. There's a twin-size turbo Cessna 414. But, yes, I mean, you can pretty much tell when they get out of their seats and they lay down. You can feel air. So we can't see anything. We can't hear anything. But, yeah, you can pretty much feel everything on the we have a very sensitive yoke. Let's just say that.
Yeah. And so would you have to kind of, when you're flying the plane, kind of adjust for that if the plane is suddenly kind of lurching from side to side, so to speak?
Nah, it's not quite doing that.
Okay.
Every now and then it can be like some potholes in the sky, you know, some boom, 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 but, you know, nothing that's out of control, and just minor movements, you know, forwards and backwards, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
No actual lunges.
Have people ever turned up in outfits, as in like dressed like a stewardess, for instance?
Well, I won't reference that Love Cloud Vegas again, but yes, all the time people come out, and this is a very special romantic night. Why not go ahead and just, a lot of people will surprise their significant other. They won't even tell them about this event. They'll get them to the airport with blindfolds on. They'll get out of the car and boom, they've taken off a long trench coat and they're sitting there in lingerie, walking them down the red carpet. I mean, why not have fun with it? You're only going to live once. This is a once in a lifetime event. I'd say, I'm guessing here, 20% of the clients, they do come dressed up in some very provocative and sexy date night outfits all the time.
I would imagine so. One of our listeners, Tony, wants to know, does being handcuffed to the seat remove the need for a safety belt?
Yeah, we've got to have them belted for taxi takeoff and landing. Now, if you want to handcuff yourself to whatever, yeah, you could go ahead and do that as well.
Yeah, but don't lose the key, obviously. But in all seriousness, though, Tony, do you feel that you have saved marriages? And over the years, I've read some fairly poignant stories for people perhaps who were together for decades, and then one of them was very ill, and they wanted one last romantic night together.
Yeah, we did. That's a little bit of a story there. If we have time, I'll cut me off. But we did have a lady that called us up about a year and a half ago now. And she'd been married her whole life from high school all the way to her 54th anniversary, I believe it was. And, you know, her husband had gotten really busy with life. They had kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, a very affluent family. She had been diagnosed with a terminal cancer. She didn't tell her husband immediately. She pondered on it for a day or two, was cheery, and she heard us on one of the radio stations. She's like, well, I'm going to book a Love Cloud flight and go to Vegas. Long story short, they got to Vegas. She's in her prom dress. You know, the gentleman still doesn't know about this terminal cancer situation. And my God, you know, he gets to the airport, they do the flight, and he represented men very happily. You know, it was a really special night in the back of the aircraft. At the end of the flight, she called me back up, and she's like, wow, Tony. You know, I have not had that connection with this man since high school. And this was like 2 days later, she called me up and she's like, we are really bonding like I've never bonded before. And I did let him know that I am on my way. I'm passing to the next stage, but I will go there knowing that we felt that love that we haven't had for decades because we're so busy in life and we forget to take time to love and show the appreciation. And this is what the company is really all about. It's a loving opportunity. People get freaky and crazy. And yes, I'm so glad you guys wanted to ask those questions. But it's really about this lady had never had this feeling for 10 years with this husband. And now after telling him what happened, you know, they have that connection that was lost. And she will go to the next step if there is another one, whatever's next. But she went to that journey knowing that this man and her still had a complete circle of life.
Yeah, that's an extraordinary story, Tony. Finally, have you ever done it?
Oh, God, you're getting personal on me now. So I have to confess, Sean, have you ever done it, Sean?
No, never. No. I mean, a regular flight, the toilet is, you can barely, you can't swing. Not that you'd want to swing a cat in it, but you couldn't. And they're a bit dirty as well.
And they're dirty as hell, yeah. And, you know, if you're over 200 pounds or 6'1", I can barely fit in there by myself. So you got me on the million-dollar question. So I, the owner and president of Love Cloud, have yet to join my own club with my wife. Me and my wife are the owners of the business.
Yes. Tony, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Captain Tony there from Love Cloud in Las Vegas.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.